Portland, Michigan. It's going to be Soderstrom, McDonald, and Butler. Lawrence Butler, by the way. Johnny Butler gets today idle. 4-5-6 in the Lansing order. Right-hander Nastrina to Tyler Soderstrom. Down and in, ball one. That escaped the catcher Rios. Went all the way to the backstop. The left-handed hitting, Soderstrom. DHing today. Nastrina to the plate. On the outside corner at the knees, strike call. That ball was tailing away. That's a tough pitch. Soderstrom comes in hitting 197, seven homers. A 1-1. Strike two called at the knees. Nastrina is living at the bottom part of the zone. One ball and two strikes. Nastrina, the UCLA Bruin, rocks back and fires. Inside to Soderstrom. And Nick Nastrina was all set to become a first-round draft choice out of UCLA before things went sideways on him. Here comes the 2-2. Soderstrom swings and misses. Big curveball. Strike three. Out of Cathedral Catholic High School in San Diego, Nick Nastrina. And then at UCLA, in 2020, the pandemic year, looked really good. As a freshman, he was outstanding. Nastrina to Jared McDonald. No score, one out. McDonald takes. Strike one called at the knees. And then, in 2021, the year that it was going to put him on the map, in 31 and one-third innings, he walked 38 batters. And 0-1. McDonald grounds to shortstop. Loved by Leonard. The throw to first. McDonald's out number one. McDonald's out number two. And here comes Lawrence Butler. Lawrence Butler is a left-handed batter. Lawrence yesterday, a single and a double. Finished 2-for-4, the only lug nut with a multi-hit game. It's 0-0 in the second, two outs, nobody on. The pitch takes, low and away, ball one. Well, Nastrina, after those 38 walks in the 31 in the third innings last year at UCLA. So he slipped out of the first round all the way to the fourth round where the Dodgers drafted him. Set about working with him. The toss, Butler takes, strike called. And Nastrina went out there last year, and how about this? Pitching for Rancho Cucamonga in six starts last season, 13 innings. He struck out 30 batters. The pitch. Butler takes it in, and that ricocheted around. Off the catcher Rios, off the home plate umpire Charlesworth Sealer, but not off of Lawrence. I mean, Adam, my goodness. 13 innings, six hits, seven walks, 30 Ks. And now here he is this year with the Loons. And again, enormous strikeout numbers for Nastrina. A 2-1 pitch. Butler takes ball three outside. Now, Nastrina has walked 12 in his now 20 and two-thirds innings. But 35 strikeouts with the K of Soderstrom to open up this frame. A 3-1 for Butler. Breaking ball misses inside. Lawrence draws the walk. It is his team-leading 22nd walk of the year. Now Lázaro Armenteros. Hey, talking of walks. Armenteros drew a walk yesterday. Right-hander to right-hander. Pickoff though first. Butler back in standing. No tag. Lawrence this year 3-for-6 in steals. Adam, I went back and I looked at Lázaro Armenteros in terms of patience. 9 walks in his last 5 games. Mr. Armenteros elevates it to right field. No walk here. Alcantara waits for it to come down. Finally, it does, into his glove. Side retired. A two-out walk stranded. Still no score in the game through 1.5 from Midland, Michigan. The Lugnuts and the Loons.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Balloons and Lugnuts, no score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jackson. 5-6-7 coming up for the Loons. Rios, Valera, and Vargas. It begins with Kekai Rios. Rocks. Strike one called on the outside corner. Just above the belt line. Right-hander against right-hander. Rios starting at catcher. Next pitch. Down and in. One ball, one strike. Rios is a 217 hitter with two home runs this year, although one of those homers came earlier on in this series. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul off the left side. Strike two. Kekai Rios is out of Hawaii. And I asked the Lansing Lugnuts native Hawaiian, Trayson Kubo, how well he knew Rios in high school. And he said, oh, we played against one another. Here's the 1-2. Off speed down. Two balls and two strikes. Adam, Trayson Kubo told me that Kubo played for a high school that nobody liked to play. They were not well-liked. 2-2. Broken bat lofter. Foul ground. Left side. Diving try to Kina, but he can't snag it. And Rios is going to need a new bat. Two balls, two strikes. It remains.
Good effort there by Marty. That ball didn't get very high up in the air, and he bolted right over for it in the long amounts of foul territory, running up the first and third baselines here at Dow Diamond, but just couldn't quite get there.
So now Rios emerges from the dugout with a new bat. I asked Trayson Kubo, why didn't people like you? And he said they were scrappy, super competitive. Maybe Trayson's team got into a few fights. But Trayson said, I believe, if I remember right, that Trayson Kubo's team beat Kekai Rios' team. So here's Kekai Rios, acquired via waivers by the Dodgers. The pitch, that is right down the middle, and a called strike three. He knew it, too. He was calling himself out before Emma Charlesworth Sealer rang him up. Joey Estes' third strikeout. Now, why, Adam, did the guy go all the way back into the dugout to get a new bat, to bring it up to home plate, not to use it?
That's tough. Probably could have just used the shattered pieces of the last one.
Leonel Valera swings and fouls back the first pitch. Strike one. One out, nobody on, no score. Last of the second from
of the Whomping Willow when the tree gets hit by the flying car.
Here comes the 0-1. Inside, ball and a strike. I was thinking of Ron Weasley's busted wand.
Also happening from the Whomping Willow and the tree going into it.
That's a very good point. The break even. Valera swings and misses a fastball at 94. Up, strike two. It's Wizards and Wands night. Get ready for a lot of this. You are forewarned. Leonel Valera, upright stance, waits. The pitch, up and in. Fastball buzzing past his shoulder. Two balls and two strikes. There should be a baseball team called the Whomping Willows. I'd like to see that logo. Estes delivers. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by McDonald. Strike three. Joey Estes has struck out three in a row. He has four Ks through one and two-thirds.
He's doing a nice job finding the outside and inside parts of the plate, changing eye levels up high in the zone. He looks locked in to start this game.
With two gone now in the bottom of the second, the batter is Emmanuel Vargas, left-handed hitter, first pitch. Inside from Estes. Ball one. Emmanuel Vargas, two homers this season in 27 games, but the second came yesterday. 1-0. A ground ball rolled over on the right side. They called the first baseman, knocked it down with the backhand, but he couldn't secure it. Off the glove, bounces away. Vargas reaches. And that is an error on Patrick McCall.
Tough call there, but McCall should have had it. It was in his glove. It just popped out, and then he couldn't find the baseball to recover as he got spun around.
You know, that's Pat McCall's first error of the year. And now here's Aldrich DeYoung. The native of Curacao bats left. Two outs, runner at first, no score in the last of the second. The pitch. Fastball, inside corner, strike called. DeYoung didn't like that call. Up away and then reached back across his body as that nipped the inside corner. Vargas leads away, the pitch. And that hits the outside corner. That went exactly where Joey Estes wanted it to go and where McDonald wanted it to go. And the count is nothing and two. Estes has another batter set up for a strikeout. DeYoung hitting 211 in 22 games, waits. The pitch to the Loons DH on its way. Fastball in, nearly touched him. One ball, two strikes. Now, Adam, they photoshopped Aldrich DeYoung with a scarf up there on the video board, but the scarf has Loons colors. It's red and green, and that takes me out of it. None of the houses are red and green. Estes finds the outside corner. A backdoor breaking ball for a called strike three. Well, Aldrich DeYoung can take his scarf and head back to the dugout. Three strikeouts for Joey Estes in the second. He bails out the error by McCall. Five Ks for Estes in two scoreless one-hit innings. Onward to the third. Adam Jaxa, it's your call when we return. Scoreless from Dow Diamond.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
And good evening to you tonight. For the top of the third, the Lugnuts and the Loons scoreless as up steps Patrick McCall. First pitch on the outside corner, strike one from Nick Nastrini. The right-hander so far has given up just a walk, and that's been it. Only one strikeout. It came to Tyler Soderstrom. McCall, Angeles, and Swift in this third inning. Pitch two. Swing and a miss as he took some off there. 84 on the gun. No balls, two strikes to Patrick McCall. 6-6 lefty. Leaves the bat in front of him, the pitch. Kicks it back. No balls, two strikes on Patrick McCall, who's batting 200 even on the Mendoza line this year through 18 games. 8 runs scored, 10 hits. He's got a couple of doubles, still doesn't have that first home run yet. 3 driven in with 8 walks and 20 strikeouts. The pitch, swings through it, strike 3, and there's the second K for Nastrini.
That's good off speed. Patrick McCullough has been working on not opening up his front side too early, but it opened up real quick there. And Nick Nastrini pulled the string on him because you have to respect that great Nastrini velo.
And he did it a couple of times in that at-bat.
Yeah.
Here's Angeles. Nastrini throws home. Cut back off the inning. Strike one. Nothing to nothing in the top of the third on a chillier night here at Dow Diamond. It is Wizards and Wands night. Disguises and costumes throughout the ballpark tonight. The 0-1. In at the knees, no balls and two strikes. Angeles has cooled off a touch. Thought maybe he might be able to get going after last night he had the single late in the game after going 0 for 3 prior. The pitch reached on and sent out to the shortstop side. Swooped up by Vivas over at second. Circling throws back to first late. And it's an infield single for Eurybio Angeles. Excellent attempt, though, by Yorbin Vivas. He came over, cut off Eddie's Leonard at short, threw back across his body, and nearly got the speedy Angeles.
I really like that from Eurybio. He had been striking out a lot recently, a lot of swings and misses. That's a difficult breaking pitch from Nastrini, and just putting it into play, allowing his speed to work.
Now to the top of the order, Taylor Swift singing, which means Drew Swift is up. The pitch shows bunt, pulls it back, down low, ball one. Drew Swift getting the Taylor Swift treatment all week long here in Midlands.
The right side of the infield is wide open, and you and I have seen Drew go oppo a ton this year.
See if he can take one out there this way. And that right side, tossed back to first, Angeles in there safely, is open because Vargas is holding on Angeles at first. We'll see if the Loons pay a little bit more attention to the Lugnuts tonight on the bases after they swiped a few bases last night. The pitch home. In there, fastball 94. Strike one on Swift. Nothing to nothing in the top of the third. Lansing had just 10 stolen bases, which was last in the Midwest League heading into last night's game, but they got a few swipes to give them 13 now. Swift had a couple. 1-1. There goes Angeles. Strike two. Throw down is late. Angeles is in. There's another swipe for the Nuts and the fourth this year for Eurybio Angeles. It is how we had such a long conversation about the stolen bases last night, and then all of a sudden, late in last night's game, the Lugnuts were more aggressive and now aggressive to start tonight's game. 14th steal of the year for the Nuts. 1-2. In there, strike three. That is a pretty breaking ball, and nothing that Drew Swift could do with it. Second out in the third.
It does seem like there is an enhanced team focus on being aggressive on the base paths.
And again, as we talked about last night, don't need to be the top stolen base team in the league, but certainly there are many capable guys when they get on base of swiping some bags. Here's Brian Cuevas. He's a guy. Strike one taken. That can certainly get some swipes. And there just really hasn't been that effort to go and get them. So we've seen it the last couple of nights, and we'll see if that continues as this month goes on. Here's the 0-1. In there, strike two at the letters. Boy, Nastrini is pumping in the strikes.
That curveball is looking really good.
Yeah, it really is. Utilizing that and the fastball. 38 pitches, 26 in the zone for the righty, Nastrini. Former UCLA Bruin trying to get the final out in this third inning. Runner at second for the Nuts. The pitch. Check swing. Bouncer to second. Gloved by Vivas. Throws to first and makes the play. It deflected off Nastrini's glove, so call it a 1-4-3 putout, and the Lugnuts leave the base hit from Angeles stranded at second. Let's head to the bottom of the third. No score between the Nuts and the Loons.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Good pitching duel going on in Midland, Michigan. Thanks for spending your Saturday evening with us on May 21st, 2022. Lugnuts and the Loons scoreless thanks to multiple strikeouts from both guys, 3 for Nostrini and 5 for Estes. We thought this would be a pretty good pitching matchup on paper, and so far it's turned out to be. So now into the third inning, Joey Estes, who's tossed 35 pitches, 25 for strikes, will face 9-1-2. Now Contra digs in. First pitch zips in at 92. Strike one. Loons in those cream-colored home uniforms tonight. Loons across their chest. Lugs in the away blacks and grays. The pitch up high. 1-1. Lansing very well patterned tonight. Gray caps, black bills, black jerseys, gray pants, and for Estes, black shoes. The pitch, hard hit foul, third base side. 1-2. Marty Bikina over at third base, closest to that baseball. Swift joins him on the left side. A rebound on the left field tonight for the Nuts. The pitch home from Estes. Fastball outside corner, strike three, rings up Alcantara, and that's a sixth K for Estes. Boy, he is hitting his spots tonight and keeping these Loons guessing. That's the third time he's got a Loon to go down looking. Back to the top of the card, here's Johnny DeLuca. The first pitch to the righty. Up high, 1-1.
Feel like it can sound so simple, but going fastball in and then fastball away, Alcantara was looking in for a second pitch in a row. He was not ready for it.
Pitch two. Breaks it in there, strike one on DeLuca. And again, he's mixing the pitches. That time off speed.
Front door slider.
Fastball, slider, and change for Estes. The pitch. Fastball up. And it's 2-1 on DeLuca. He's the home run leader for the Loons. He also sports the scarf on the video board. Well, it's got green and red, so we're just going to go with Slytherin, the bad guys, for all these Loons hitters.
For the green.
The pitch home. That's struck back off the netting. Listen, if your emblem is a snake, nothing good can come out of that.
No. You can ask the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers about that.
Two balls, two strikes to the righty, Johnny DeLuca. The pitch. High across the plate, just a touch above the letters. You could tell Emma Charlesworth Sealer, the home plate ump, was thinking about going up with the right arm. Instead, we'll get a payoff pitch from the righty, Joey Estes. On its way, off the end of the bat, on a check swing from DeLuca. That hit by the handle, which he's got, it looks like blue tape wrapped around the handle of the bat. White batting gloves that wrap around that. And a tan-colored stick for Johnny DeLuca at the right side of the plate. The 3-2 again. In sin. And there's the first base runner in this third inning for the Loons. And the first walk issue tonight by Joey Estes. The Loons had a base hit in the first. They had an error that they reached on in the second. And now a walk in the third. And here's Eddie Slayenard. No score in the bottom of the third in game 5 of 6 between the Loons and the Lugs. Righty on righty, Estes' pitch. Low and outside with the slider. Good stop by Jared McDonald. We had rain earlier today in the forecast. Haven't had that picture-perfect, beautiful day over the last couple of nights, but the good news, the rain has stayed away. That's the key. On 64 degrees tonight at first pitch. The 0-1. Hard hit to third. Bikina to his left has it. Throws to second. Angeles back to first. The stretch from McCall just a touch late. Nearly an around-the-horn double play. Instead, just the force at second. Two away.
Adam, are you familiar with a rain turtle?
I'm not.
A rain turtle is drawn in front of a dugout for all the players to spit on to pay tribute as you try to look for a rain out. And there was a rain turtle in front of the dugout today. The guys were all paying tribute, but in the end, the rain turtle did not come through.
Urban Vivas pops it up in the infield. Left side, Bikina gives way to Swift. He makes the catch, and that's going to do it for the Loons in the third. Well, there's rats, owls, frogs. Nothing as a turtle in Harry Potter.
Crookshanks the cat.
Crookshanks the cat. A three-headed dog. But we will continue.
That's the baseball player's Patronus.
Okay, fair enough. Wizards and Wands Night at Dow Diamond. Come back for the fourth inning. It's next. Nothing to nothing between the Loons and the Lugnuts.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? Or heard of it? Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
And here's Marty Bikina. First pitch swinging, flies it back on a play, strike one. We're looking for the game's first run as we enter the fourth inning. Heart of the order due up, Bikina, Tyler Soderstrom, and Jared McDonald. 3-4-5 for the Nuts against Nick Nastrini. The pitch home. Lifted out to left field, fading foul as it heads out of play and up into the picnic table area down the left field side. No balls, two strikes on Bikina. That is something that Nastrini has done really well tonight, getting ahead of almost all of these Lugnut hitters. He's up 0-2 to open the fourth against Bikina. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Just came in on the hands with the fastball at 96, and Marty couldn't touch it. 6-2 game last night, 8-5 the night before. 7-4, 7-6 in the opening two nights. Nothing to nothing here in the fourth. The pitch, up high and outside to Tyler Soderstrom. Struck out in his first at-bat. Soderstrom trying to get the Lugnuts just their second hit tonight. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss for the lefty. One ball, one strike on Soderstrom. Where's number 21 for the Nuts? Top prospect in the org, batting now 197 on the year. The pitch. That's down low. And it's two balls and a strike. He's had a much better May, though, up at 232 here in May. The pitch, swing and a foul tap. Two balls, two strikes. Five of his seven home runs have come in May, 15 driven in. 15 strikeouts, seven walks. That's the other thing. Already seven walks when he had just five in the month of April. Just seeing it better. Now he's still swinging at a few pitches out of the zone, but you can tell he's correcting himself. The 2-2. That one on the outside corner, let go a strike. That's his second punch out in this fourth inning, the fifth for Nick Nastrini in the game.
The Loons broadcast crew, Noah Wolf, Brad Tunney, they do a pregame show. And they were previewing the starting pitching matchup and raving about it. So far, it's lived up to expectations.
Certainly has. Five strikeouts for Nastrini, six for Estes. How about this? Here's Jared McDonald. Swings through the fastball at 94, strike one. Had a lot of contact on these pitches. A lot of swings and misses. McDonald did put it in play the first time up, a ground out to short. The pitch. Two with the off-speed stuff.
I don't blame Jared for not swinging there.
Now behind 0-2. Rios sets up outside. The pitch comes inside and just a touch low. One ball, two strikes. Nastrini with a four-seam fastball, slider, curve and changeup. The fourth round selection by the Dodgers last year out of UCLA. Top 15 prospect in their organization. Throws. That's sent back foul. One ball, two strikes.
That's a dangerous pitch. That's 93 miles an hour on a fastball moving back through the middle of the plate. McDonald just missed it.
The murmur in the crowd is low. You can tell it's a pitcher's duel. Not a ton going on right now. Just great work by the guys on the hill. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another slide piece away. And McDonald just went right through it. And we will head to the bottom of the fourth. Six strikeouts for Nastrini. Six for Joey Estes as he comes back up. Nothing to nothing, our score in Midland.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Oh, it's a magical evening tonight in Midland, Michigan. Thanks for joining us as we move to the bottom of the fourth. No score between the Nuts and the Loons. Joey Estes and Nick Nastrini battling each other with 12 combined strikeouts and only two allowed hits. It's been a good one so far. Jose Ramos, KK Rios, and Leonel Valera, 4, 5, and 6, two up. First pitch, whacked over to third on one hop. Aquina goes down to get it, sets, fires to first from the infield grass, and makes the out on one pitch here in the fourth.
So important, Adam. You mentioned one hop. He had to attack it. He had to come in and to his left to grab it before that ball bounced again. And that made it so much easier for Bikina.
Here comes Kekai Rios. And the first pitch. Up high and inside. Ball one. In the break, I asked Jesse, trivia question tonight. Do we go Lansing Lugnuts themed or Harry Potter themed? The pitch on the ground, shot to first, scooped up by McCall on two hops, runs to the bag, tags with the right foot, two outs on three pitches. Jesse emphatically said, come on, Harry Potter. It is, after all, Wizards and Wands Nights.
You don't have to ask me twice.
So we're going to give that to you if we can sneak it in here. Lionel Valera coming to the plate. And for all the Muggles out there listening, we'll involve you as well, give you a chance. The pitch. Lionel Valera takes strike one. My question is, why was the Whomping Willow planted? We talked about it earlier in the game. The 0-1, swing and a miss. No ball, two strikes. Good slider from Estes. So tell us why the Whomping Willow, the tree that attacks you in the Harry Potter. It's up in the infield behind home plate. McDonald removes the mask to his right and backs up, makes the catch, and that's going to do it. Efficiency at its best. Just six pitches in that fourth inning for Joey Estes. So please let us know why the Whomping Willow was planted at Adam Jaxa at Jay Goldstress, or email in jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Hey, Jesse's coming up. Fifth inning is next. He takes over the play-by-play. Nothing to nothing, our score.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in and along for the ride with Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts and Loons, no score. We enter the fifth. Lawrence Butler leads off. Right-hander Nick Nostrini's pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. It's going to be Lawrence, followed by Lázaro Armenteros, and then Patrick McCall. 6-7-8 batters in the order. Butler, Greeny opposing them, kicking and firing. A pie did not tempt him. One ball and one strike. Lansing so far is one hit through four scoreless innings and one walk. The walk was by Lawrence Butler back in the second. Here it comes. Off-speed breaking in there. Strike called. It's 1-2. Nostrini and Joey Estes matching goose eggs through four. Pitcher's pitch here. Butler swats it foul out of play to the left. We stay one ball, two strikes. Sun shining down. Sun has poked its way through the clouds. Nostrini's pitch. Tipped foul, rolling backward. I don't know how, Adam, but suddenly the field got a lot lighter.
Must be the Dementors cleared the area.
Thank goodness. Get rid of those guys and give me some chocolate. How about you? A 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him with the breaking ball. Four strikeouts in a row for Nostrini. Seventh strikeout through 4 1/3 innings. On the other side for Lansing, Joey Estes has six strikeouts through his four scoreless, one hit, one walk innings. Here comes Lázaro Armenteros. Nostrini's offering. Armenteros swings and misses strike one. Fastball up at 94. The PA announcer here, Jerry O'Donnell, there's a running gag that he cannot possibly intend of him mispronouncing everybody's name. Armenteros takes ball one, low and away. I mean, everybody. Lázaro, sure, I can understand that, but Armenteros?
He's got to be joking, right?
Yeah. One out, nobody on, no score. The pitch. taken for a called strike. Backdoor slider. One ball, two strikes in Armenteros. One out, nobody on, and field is somewhat more in the shade now. Still nice. Armenteros rips a base in the left center field. Johnny DeLuca there, but center fielder Ramos overlaps to pick it up and get it in. It's a single for Lucero.
I'd like to egotistically point out that he was my player to watch.
I put a star next to him just so I would remember. Same thing on the other side. You chose Yorbit Vivas, and Vivas has the only Great Lakes hit of the game.
Weird.
Maybe you saw the future. Here's Patrick McCall batting left. No score. Armenteros a threat to run. First offering. McCall a check swing foul up toward the rooftop.
Would you say I told the prophecy?
Yeah. What was the hall with all of the prophecies in their crystal balls?
The mystery room or whatever it was?
Creepy. Very awesome. That was a good movie. A strike one pitch to Patrick McCall. Armenteros runs. Pitch foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Throw down. Tag applied late. Ahead for steal of second base by Lucero Armenteros. He picks up his second steal of the year. And engages in pleasantries with the shortstop Leonard now that he's there. Armenteros is in scoring position. One out. 0-0 in the fifth. Patrick McCall waits on this 0-2 pitch. Nostrini holds. Throws. Low and away. Ball one. Crowd wanted it, but nah. Fastball running away from the outside corner. No way. McCall struck out swinging his first time up against Nostrini. Got him with the off-speed that time. This time on the 1-2. McCall lays off. Change up outside. Two balls, two strikes. He is the number 8 batter in the order. And when McCall started earlier in the series, he distinguished himself with some great defense at first base. And also a couple of walks. Good discipline. The 2-2. McCall swings in Vivas. He underhands to the pitcher Nostrini in covering. First baseman Vargas had taken himself out of the play, so Nostrini had to get to the bag. The out on McCall. Armenteros is over to third. And with two outs, here comes Eribiel Angeles, who before Armenteros' single earlier this inning had the Lugnuts' lone hit of the game. Not too often that you get to write the numbers 4-1 on your scorecard. 0-0 in the fifth. Right-hander fires to right-hander. Angeles swings and missed a breaking ball. Slider down and away, strike one.
This was Eribiel when he was at his best, attacking the at bat early in the count.
Stares out at Nick Nostrini. Upright stance. Bat pointed at the Lugnuts dugout. He takes one bouncing in. Good block by Rios. Nostrini this year, zero wild pitches. So there's that.
Gonna take a hit, it sounds like, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Anales, fifth in the league in base hits. Nostrini delivers. Low and in, no strike. Called at the knees on the inside corner. And Angeles goes for a walk to think about it. One ball, two strikes. Armenteros is at third. Lansing's looking for the game's first run in the fifth. Two outs. And a pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Swinging a little flare. Over first. It gets down for a base hit down the right field line. Armenteros jogs in. Alcantara fires towards second. Angeles is content at first. He's 2-for-2. And this RBI single gives the Lugnuts a 1-0 lead.
Didn't get the best contact, but just fought it off and flared it out to right. As you mentioned, Jesse, his 11th multi-hit game. And it produces the first run of the game.
Ed turns things over to the top. Hendricks warms up an arm in its pen. It's the Lugnuts who break the ice first. Angeles, a threat to run at first, two gone. Drew Swift rips the first pitch to deep center. Back goes Ramos on the sprint, reaching out. He makes the catch, and then he jumps into the wall to stop his momentum. that is a magnificent play at full speed by Jose Ramos in center. Otherwise, the Lugnuts are adding another run and maybe more. Great speed with Anales and Swift flying around. But the Lugnuts do score the game's first run. Armentero singled in by Anales. Anales stranded. Halfway to the house, go to the bottom of the fifth inning from Dad Diamond. The Lugnuts won. The Loons nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time for the bottom third of the Great Lakes Loon lineup. As we go to the bottom of trailing, it's 1-0 Nuts on an RBI single by Aribiel Anjales. Right-hander Joey Estes back to the hill, fires him a fastball called a strike in the outside corner. Imanol Vargas bats left. The righty kicks and deals up and inside to turn him away. Vargas, DeYoung, and Alcantara here for the last of the fifth inning against Joey Estes. The windup. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, he went off speed. Vargas recognized it, then tried to buggy whip it and came up empty. It's 1-2. Estes makes a bid for his 7th K. Here it comes. Bounced it in. Vargas didn't chase. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joey Estes had some big strikeout totals a year ago while he was pitching for Augusta in the Atlanta Braves organization. Red glove up in front of his face. The rock, the deal. Up high and wide. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Vargas. Vargas reached on an error by the first baseman McCall his first time, and then he was stranded. A 3-ball, 2-strike pitch. High and outside. Ball 4. Second walk given up by Estes. Go back to last year. Joey Estes led the low A East in strikeouts and ERA and batting average allowed in whip. On June 9th, 2021, he struck out 11 Myrtle Beach Pelicans in 5 2/3 innings. Struck out 10 Columbia Fireflies, 5 1/3 on July 21st. Fastball, up high ball, 1 to Aldrich DeYoung. Struck DeYoung out looking back in the second inning. Estes so far this year's highest strikeout total, 7 on May 4th in 6 innings against West Michigan. 1-0 Nuts. A ball 1 offering. DeYoung takes. Strike called at the letters. Working that outer third with the off speed. That's that Estes change. 1 ball, 1 strike on the left-handed hitting DeYoung, DHing and batting 8th. At first base, Vargas split home plate. Jared McDonald, a couple of hops, count 1 ball and 2 strikes. Back to Estes last year. His very best game of the entire year came on August the 14th. He got better and better as the year went on, exactly what you want to see. And on August 14th, 2021, he fired a 9-inning complete game. Let's fly the 1-2. Check swing, came down and in. They'll appeal, but he didn't go. And DeYoung says, was he hit by the pitch? He was hit by the pitch. A slider inside. Jared McDonald has his arms raised. the appeal, I thought, Adam, was denied by Brian Van Vranken, and the HBP puts DeYoung on.
We're going to do this again tonight, guys. I mean, it was the same thing last night where Alone swings, and because he swings, the ball hits him, and they give him a free pass.
Emma Charlesworth Sealer is walking out toward the bases umpire, Brian Van Vranken. I could have sworn I saw Van Vranken immediately with the appeal say, no swing. They're going to discuss this as long as he didn't break the plane of the strike zone.
Yeah.
He was hit by the pitch, and so the Loons would have runners at first and second and nobody out. And this is going to stand.
I think that was just a courtesy to Phil Pohl, who was out there talking to Emma Charlesworth Sealer. Wanted her to check in one more time with the field umpire. She did, and it's going to stand, as Jesse mentioned.
Ismael Alcantara is the batter. Vargas to second, DeYoung at first. Here's the number nine hitter in the order, Alcantara. Struck out looking his last time. Well, Joey Estes, a bit of loss of command here. A walk and HBP. Lansing's up 1-0 in the fifth. Right-hander fires. Right-handed batter takes a slider for a called strike. Back to that complete game from last year. Just to mention, 9 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and he struck out 14 batters. That was Estes's masterpiece of a year ago. Popped up back our way. And into the stands just in front of us. Colton here in front of us running the TrackMan system. He reached out. He's got long arms, Colton.
Surprised he didn't get it.
Yeah. He's out of the Adam Jaxa body type.
Yeah.
Vargas at second, DeYoung at first. Nobody out at 0-2 from Estes. Here it comes. Grounded foul off the instep. We stay right here on Alcantara. Yesterday, the Lugnuts had a 2-0 lead, and the Loons erased it on their way to a 6-2 win. Go back to the second game of the series. It was the Lugnuts up 4-3. And that game went to the bottom of the seventh inning when the Loons rallied from behind and won the ballgame 7-6. On deck, leadoff hitting Johnny DeLuca. The pitch, Alcantara takes. Strike three called on the outside corner. Strikeout number 7 for Estes. Freezing Alcantara. One away in the home fifth inning.
That's a big pitch right there with two guys on, nobody out. Facing a little adversity for the first time tonight, and Estes delivers in a big way.
Yes, sir. Now Johnny DeLuca, who has struck out and walked with his 11 home runs this year, waiting. Righty versus righty. He takes high, ball one. That's been the thing, Adam. So Great Lakes has won the last 3 games in this series. This is game number 5. Johnny DeLuca has not threatened offensively. He's a talented, deadly hitter. 1-0. High again, 2 balls and no strikes. DeLuca in the series is 2-for-18. He's walked 4 times. He's struck out 6 times. Both of his hits are doubles. When he hits with a lot of pop. The Lansing Lugnuts pitchers have blanketed him. Vargas at second, DeYoung at first. Outside barely. Ball 3.
Well, and Estes has been susceptible to the home run. That's what DeLuca has done best. 5 home runs in his last 3 outings for Estes, but got to be real careful here with the 3-0 count.
On 3-0, does he have the red or green light? It's the red light, and he takes a called strike right down the middle with a fastball at 92.
The other thing that's been hurting the Lugnuts, it's been multi-run half innings for the Loons. So if they do get a run, you got to limit them. They've had 2 and 3 runs the last couple of nights.
Estes comes set at the belt, looks back, throws. DeLuca pops it up. Back of home plate. Catcher McDonald throws away the mask. He's under it. He's got it. And there's out number 2.
Well, that's a big win. When you get the strikeout and then you're behind on one of the best hitters on the team, as Jesse mentioned, he has struggled. But you get behind 3-0, get a fastball in there, and then he's swinging 3-1 and get an easy pop-up. That's another huge victory for Joey Estes.
Eddie Leonard is 6 for 17 in the series, but he's 0 for 2 today. Twice Estes has gotten him on grounders. Once to first, once to third. Two on, two out. First pitch, a tapper hit right of the mound to second baseman Angeles. He's up with it. He slings over to McCall. Inning over. A walk and an HBP began the inning. And yet Joey Estes got through Alcantara, DeLuca, and Leonard. And still, Great Lakes has been blanked on her way to the sixth inning. It's the Lugnuts 1, the Loons nothing.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for, and that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Joey Estes has outlasted Nick Nastrini, the Great Lakes Loons starter. I skipped ahead of myself. Michael Hobbs is the new man in for the Great Lakes Loons. Loons trailing the Lugnuts and Estes by a 1-0 score. Nastrini, the starter, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. And now here's Hobbs against 2-3-4 Buelbas, Pekina, and Soderstrom. We'll meet Michael Hobbs in just a moment from Adam, but first, righty throws to righty. Ryan Buelbas swings and grounds one up the middle. Back of second, backhanded by Vivas. Second baseman plants, throws, got him. Out number one. And now, Adam, how about Michael Hobbs?
Yeah, 10th round selection in 2021 by the Dodgers out of St. Mary's. The 22-year-old out of California with ERA just under 4 in his 13th game pitched. He's allowed a couple home runs, 8 walks, 18 strikeouts for the big righty.
Lugnuts saw him earlier on in this series. He fired 2 scoreless innings on Wednesday. He takes on Marty Bikina now. 1 out, nobody on, top of the 6th, 1-0 Nuts. Here's the pitch. Bikina takes ball 1, fastball high. In that outing, Hobbs faced Armenteros, Valenzuela, Swift, Beck, Soderstrom, Harris, Bikina, and Butler. He struck out Marty Bikina looking. 1-0. Breaking ball hooks in across the outside corner. Bikina went 0-for-2 against the starter, Nastrini. He popped a third. He struck out swinging. Hobbs throws. Outside. Ball 2. Tried to do the exact same pitch. Just left it away. Hitters count here for Bikina with Tyler Soderstrom waiting in the wings. Pitch on its way. Fastball zips outside. 3-1 for Bikina. Hobbs wears his red socks up high, just below his knees. Bounces a bit. Kicks and deals. Outside for ball 4. A 5-pitch walk, and Marty Bikina is back aboard. Tyler Soderstrom steps in with Bikina at first and 1 out. Nuts 1, Loons nothing in the 6th.
Be nice to put the pressure on the Loons, keep scoring and get some opportunities. Get this lead out in front, knowing how capable their offense has been the last few nights.
Bikina's a threat to run at first base. First pitch, Soderstrom takes ball 1, fastball up. Soderstrom is 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts against Nastrini, 1 looking, 1 swinging. He's 3-for-21 in this series. However, of his hits for Soderstrom, one of them is a home run. Hobbs delivers. breaking ball high. Two balls and no strikes. Everything right now from Hobbs is up. Get the feeling that there's that chance here to get more comfort. And I think that the Loons pitching coach David Anderson realized the same thing. He quickly gets out to the mound.
Yeah, doesn't want to let this game get away because it seems like it's in that pitcher's duel type of style as we get towards the later innings here. And the Lugnuts certainly capable of getting a couple runs to give themselves a little cushion.
Adam, I was privy to something yesterday before you arrived. They were trying out drink specials yesterday at Dow Diamond in preparation for today. Of course, butter beer. But they were also trying out a drink. A Bloody Mary.
Wow. Wonder how that went. Hopefully better than Polyjuice Potion.
I think from what I heard, people thought it was pretty good. Here we go. Hobbs deals to Soderstrom at 2-0. Tyler swings and whacks a base hit into left field. To second base, Bikina gives a look, holds tight there. DeLuca lops to short. Tyler Soderstrom goes oppo. A single following the walk. And there are two Lugnuts on. Only one man out for Jared McDonald.
Well, we talked about it with Hobbs. He hadn't been able to get that pitch down and in the zone. So behind 2-0, Tyler Soderstrom sitting on the fastball. He puts it in the zone. And Soderstrom, the line drive the other way. He's done that the last few nights. Good pop the other way, showcased by Soderstrom in this series.
Righty throws to righty. Jared McDonald takes down the middle. Good breaking ball for a called strike. I feel like if Tyler Soderstrom is going to keep on hitting those sharp grounders or liners through the left side at some point, a team is going to have to change its defensive plan against him. Hobbs sets. Looks at Bikina. Holds, kicks, throws. Line drive hooked down the left field line. Just foul. Just foul for McDonald.
Yeah, I'm curious, as you play the numbers and the shifts, do those change on a game-to-game basis? Is it a one-off when you see it happen in the game, so you're holding true with those charts, those spray charts that they're looking at for an entire series, and maybe you adjust the next time you see the Nuts, because they've kept that same alignment for Soderstrom the last few nights, and he's taken advantage.
I forget who it was. I remember the Lugnuts were shifting a player in the Midwest League some years back. 0-2. McDonald bounces it up the middle. Second baseman Vivas grabs. Hunter heads to Leonard at short one. Turns it over to first. A double play. Anyway, long story short, they shifted against this guy. He beat the shift so many times they stopped shifting. Here, though, a walk and a single go by the wayside. Four is to go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It remains Lansing 1, Great Lakes nothing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Yorbit Vivas takes ball one from righty Joey Estes. It's time for the home sixth inning. Great Lakes Loons batting down 1-0. The Lansing Lugnuts right-hander misses away. Count is two. Jackson's by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Vivas, Ramos, Rios, 3-4-5 hitters in the Loons order. 2-0. Vivas rips it to right on a line. That ball's beyond Lawrence Butler. It goes to the wall. Vivas digs for second. Butler's throwing one hop. Tagged by Swift, and he's gone. Lawrence Butler's throw was on the money. A single and out. One away in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, we've seen the showcased arm of Austin Beck a few times in the corners of the outfield. Lawrence Butler showing he's got some speed to his right arm or left arm as well. And, man, that's a big erase at second base. Should say right arm. There you go.
Jose Ramos takes ball one in the dirt. That is the second hit for the Loons today. The first hit was also supplied by Vivas all the way back in the first inning against Joey Estes. Now 79 pitches for Joey. Pitch number 80. Ramos swings and misses. Action in the Lansing pen up the left side. It is Brock Whittlesey, the bearded one. 1-1 pitch, up and in. Two balls, one strike on Ramos. Jose Ramos has struck out and grounded out to third. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Nuts. The deal, high again. Three balls, one strike. Through five and a third innings, two hits, two walks, one hit batter. Estes is whipped seven. Big hitter's pitch here, 3-1 for Ramos. Ripped to left field, that baseball's down. It hops all the way to the wall for extra bases. Ramos heads for second. Brian Robles gets it in. Ramos is going for third. The throw goes all the way to the pitcher's mound as Ramos is in there safely. Drew Swift at shortstop is looking at Brian Robles in left field saying, "What are you doing?" Brian was holding it in left on the warning track, bobbed it in, and Jose Ramos never slowed down. Tying run is now 90 feet away for the Great Lakes Loons. Pitching coach Don Schulze is out of the dugout and on his way out there to speak with Estes. Well, we just saw one rocket to right in which the defense denied the extra base, and another rocket to left where the defense allowed the extra base. Keikai Rios is coming up. My suspicion is that's going to be ruled a hustle triple. It's a mental error in left field by Brian Buelbas, but not a physical error. Buelbas was just out there on the warning track looking around as if he wasn't sure what to do with the baseball, when really the best thing to do is get it in as quickly as possible, fling it into an infielder somewhere, preferably the shortstop Swift. By the time that he actually did get it in, it went to nobody, and they had to collect it near the pitcher's mound. We're ready for play. Luds bring the infield in. Slider buried down and away. Good block by McDonald. Ball one to Keikai Rios. How things can turn. Rios is 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Out of ground out to first. Right-hander to right-hander. A pitch from Estes on its way. Slider again, low and away again. Keikai Rios was originally a Milwaukee Brewer, signed back in 2018. The ball two offering. Tapper down the third base side, running for the plate. Estes underhands to McDonald. Safe is the call. Ramos got in there sliding feet first. Keikai Rios is safely aboard at first, and we are tied 1-1 in the last of the sixth. And Phil Pohl is immediately out of the dugout. Flips his red glove up into the air as he returns to the pitcher's mound. He's limping towards second base, and the athletic trainer Jake Ruthier is jogging after him. Joey is in a lot of pain.
Well, that is really tough news on top of the somber news that the Loons get a run in after a couple hard hit balls, but you certainly don't want the injury to Estes, and that's too bad. He went all out there to try and make that play, couldn't. It was a tough hopper right in front of the plate, and hopefully he's going to be okay.
It's a fielder's choice for Keikai Rios if you're scoring at home. Rios gets the RBI. Runner at first base and one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. But Joey Estes is going to leave this game, and he is limping something awful toward the third base side dugout. Yesterday, Lansing had two different players leave early, precautionary reasons. Austin Beck, who was hit by a pitch. The reliever Angelo Infante removed in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And here's Estes. Little roller up the third baseline. He did everything he could defensively.
I mean, every team has to deal with injuries, but boy, doesn't it seem like the Lugnuts have been hit hard over these first couple months of the season.
Cursed. Buck Whittlesey was getting ready in the pen. He comes in right now. But it comes in sooner than he was expecting and under different circumstances. It's a 1-1 game. We have hit a reset. But I would argue that Joey Estes' health is more important than the score in the situation. Brock Whittlesey warms up. Leonel Valera will be the batter who greets him in this game. Estes' line is not complete, but here's what it looks like right now. 5 1/3 innings for Joey. 3 hits, 1 run. He departs with a runner left at first base. He walked 2, he struck out 7. And Adam, I think that there's might have been as good as we have seen Estes this year. It is 5 scoreless innings against Lake County where he struck out 6, only allowed 3 hits. He had his 6 innings, allowing 3 runs, striking out 7 against West Michigan. This is a dangerous Great Lakes Loons offense that has given the Lugnuts fits. And there was Estes blanking them until just a moment ago.
Well, and you knew that they needed to get some runs there in that last half inning. You have first and second, one out, and inches away from a double from Jared McDonald turns into an inning-ending double play. Mm. And those missed opportunities you just can't have, because this Loons offense will eventually make you pay.
The right-hander Brock Whittlesey, the native of Mesa, Arizona. Last year split the season with Stockton and Lansing. This year opened up the year with AA Midland before getting transferred here to the Lugnuts. This is his fourth appearance. Through 5 innings, he's only allowed 2 runs. He's walked 3, he struck out 5, league batting 200 against him. Fastball, slider, changeup for Whittlesey. Keikai Rios is the runner at first base. Whittlesey throws, and Al Valera looks at a fastball wide. 1-0. Valera struck out and fouled out to the catcher against Joey Estes. Whittlesey offers. Low and away. 2-0. Adam, you know what Lansing needs here on Wizards and Wands Night?
Mm?
Liquid luck. 2-0. Ground ball hit to the second baseman. Andres underhands to Swift. 1. Over to first. It's a double play. Or no, he was called safe at first base. He beat out the throw to first base, and it was safe. It's a fielder's choice hit into by Valera. Loons remain alive.
Well, our good pal Felix almost came through. Got the double play ball. Just couldn't quite turn it, but good to get that second out.
Felix Felipe. Emmanuel Vargas comes up next. 2 gone with Valera on at first base. First pitch, right down the middle. Strike called from Whittlesey. Oh, by the way, Valera is a big threat to run. He is 10 for 10 in stealing bases this year. Game is tied 1-1 in the last of the sixth inning. Whittlesey issues. Low and away. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting Vargas. Brock Whittlesey's mannerisms highly deliberate. Checks the runner over his left shoulder. Fires to first. Valera dives back in. No tag by McCall. I was talking with Brock the other day just about all of his different baseball gloves. He has 3 of them. He currently is utilizing a light tan one. A 1-ball, 1-strike pitch on its way. Runner moves, pitches outside. McDonald's throw down, Swift's tag, not in time. A feet for steal of second base for Leonel Valera. Now 11 for 11 in swiping backs this year. Two balls, one strike, and Imanol Vargas, 0 for 1, reaching on an error, drawing a walk. Deadlocked 1-1 in the last of the sixth, two outs. The pitch popped foul over to the left, and strike two. Loon's bullpen quiet. We'll see Michael Hobbs return for the seventh. Outfield for Lansing, straight up. Whittlesey's got the ball behind his back, gets his sign, ball into the glove, looks at Valera, delivers, fastball in, count is full. Three balls and two strikes on Imanol Vargas. The right-hander from New Mexico State agrees. Called back to the screen. Working with the catcher from Western Oregon. Although Whittlesey is from Mesa, Arizona, and Jared McDonald from Goodyear, Arizona. Those are places where a lot of baseball is played, whether in spring training, before the start of the season, or at the end of the year, Arizona Fall League. Whittlesey's payoff. Slider missed just inside. It was tight. Didn't get the call, and it's a walk for Vargas.
That's strike three. Man, oh man, that was a good pitch.
Beg to differ, Adam. That was called ball four.
That's too bad for Brock Whittlesey. Good pitch, good location there. Doesn't get the call, but going to have to get it now.
Here's Aldrich DeYoung. 2-1, 2-out in a 1-1 game in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Loons DH waits. The Lugnuts pitcher deals a fastball high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Aldrich DeYoung, who first attended Florida at Atlantic University. That was coming out of Trinity Christian High School in Jacksonville. Originally from Curacao. Whittlesey spins about on the mound and looks Valera back into second base. So from Curacao off to Jacksonville, Florida to Trinity Christian. Pursuing baseball to FAU and then transferring to Hillsborough Community College. And from there, the Dodgers drafted him. A 1-0, down and inside. Signed for $150,000 as a 17th round selection by the LA Dodgers. In 2018, he has worked his way. He was with Rancho Cucamonga last year, except for this, as Jared McDonald goes out for a visit. There was a brief period of time where Aldrich DeYoung spent it in AAA. Up in Oklahoma City last year. The pitch hit high in the air to left field. It backs up Brabas. Now he's under. Brian Brabas makes the catch above his cap. And the inning is over. There was a lot that happened, though, in the bottom of the sixth inning. For one thing, the Loons tied up the game in an RBI fielder's choice by Rios. For another, Joey Estes departs injury precaution. But Brock Whittlesey strands too, sending us to the seventh inning. Adam Jackson will have the call. Lansing 1, Great Lakes 1 from Midland.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the Corporate Sales Manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Ready to begin the top of the seventh here at Dow Diamond. Tied where strike one on Lawrence Butler. Butler, Lazaro Armenteros, and Patrick McCall, 6, 7, and 8, due up. And as Lansing looks to break the tie now, Michael Hobbs, his second inning of work. The righty throws. Down low. One ball and one strike. Lansing trying to shut down a three-game winning streak by the Loons after Lansing won the opening game of this series. The Loons have had their way in some tight victories. The pitch. And jumps inside. Two balls and a strike. Yesterday, the most lopsided. They've kind of got bigger and bigger as the days go on. Wednesday, 7-6 win over Lansing, then 8-5 Thursday, 6-2 yesterday. The pitch on the ground the opposite way. Sliding attempt by Leonard at short. He knocks it down in shallow left, but can't complete the play and get up to throw to first. That'll be a base hit for Lawrence Butler.
Just took a page out of the Tyler Soderstrom book. They're playing you up the middle, so just punch it on the left side. Nice, easy grounder for the base hit.
Yes, indeed. Well done by Lawrence Butler. First hit tonight for Butler. Second time on after a walk in the second. And a good start to the seventh as the Lugnuts look to reclaim the lead. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. Pitches outside. 1-0. 1-1 our score. Lansing out hitting Great Lakes 5-3. Lugnuts also have an error. None for the Loons. Armenteros, that open stance as he rocks the bat back and forth. Hobbs' pitch. Low and outside. 2-0. Three home runs for Butler. Armenteros at the plate. Nearly had a home run last night. A long swing out to center field. He's got the pop in his bat. Four home runs this year for Lazaro. And over to first to check on Butler as he slides in. He's got three home runs. The Lugnuts in total have 39 long balls. They've had a home run in every game in this series. However, we have not seen one yet tonight. The 2-0. Fastball.
Armenteros' OPS right now is 952. Now, he's not playing every single day, and he's batting toward the bottom part of the order. He has turned in such a productive offensive season.
20th game of the year for Armenteros in the Lugs' 38th game. The pitch. And curves in there, strike two. Well, he's already got more walks than he had all of last year with the Nuts. Very impressive. 15 this year. Strikeout numbers have been down. 2-2. Checked it. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. And we saw these type of good hitting numbers when he was in Stockton. And then he came up to Lansing because he was hitting so well and playing so well at low A, and he didn't have those same numbers. So now year two, and he's adjusted and playing well. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. Armenteros out in front. There is his strikeout, the first out of this seventh inning.
That's a really good curveball, and that's Hobbs' best weapon.
That's his first strikeout. Lazaro batted just 195 last year in Lansing with four home runs, 16 driven in, and the strikeout numbers were a plentiful. Here's Patrick McCall, who's 0 for 2. Ready on lefty matchup, the pitch. Butler heads for second. It's a strike. Throw is high. No tag as Butler loses his helmet, but that's another steal for Lansing. Their third swipe tonight to give them 16 on the season. And they're a perfect 3-for-3.
Adam, Lansing steals 10 bases through the first 35 games, and the Nuts have 6 steals through yesterday and today.
Absolutely love it.
They're going to double up that total in a heartbeat. They're going to triple it up by next week.
The 0-1 to McCall. That's outside. One ball, one strike, and it just is advantageous. Now you've got a speedster in scoring position for a guy like Patrick McCall. Trying to break a 1-1 tie in the seventh at Dow Diamond as the Sun takes over in the outfield. The pitch, hard hit, off the base and fair down the right field line and kicking to the corner. Butler around third, he scores. McCall rounding second, he's going to head for third. The throw from the relay man is late. It's a stand-up RBI triple for McCall. Lugnuts lead 2-1. What a favorable hop for Patrick McCall right off the bag. And that's his first triple of the season.
One of my favorite parts of that play, Adam. So McCall arrives in a third base standing. They still throw it in for Lionel Valera, who applies the tag and keeps it on McCall with Pat standing at the bag. So Patrick just reaches out and swipes the glove away.
Infield now in. Eusebio Angeles takes it off the helmet. He ducked out of the way, and it knocks the helmet off his head. And he's checking his head to make sure there's no blood from the helmet hitting him. Phil Pohl is rushed down there. Jake Ruthier is down there, and they help him as he walks down the first baseline. He'll discard that front ankle guard, and it looks like he's okay.
First thing that Jake checked on was his sense of humor. Cracked a joke, a rebel started to laugh, and that eased Jake's spirits.
Well, it was a breaking ball that just didn't come back down in the zone. And Angeles getting a well-earned round of applause from the Loons supporters. And they're now at the corners with one out. And the pitching coach, David Anderson, going to come out as he gets set to have Michael Hobbs deal with the top of the order. Lansing already in front 2-1. And only one out and runners at the corners. Wow.
It's terrifying.
Breaking ball, fastball, it doesn't matter. Ball comes in at the head. Certainly thankful you have the help. And thank goodness Angeles can stay in the game and everybody's all right.
How far did that pitch ricochet after hitting him in the helmet? What the back of the helmet it looked like to me.
And certainly no intent from Hobbs. He's really commanded that breaking ball well tonight. It's one of the reasons he's had some success, but that one just didn't come back down. Angeles at first. He stole a bag earlier in this game. McCall at third. The pitch to Swift. There is that breaking ball that's in there. Strike one. Swift 0-3 tonight, but he was robbed of extra bases in the fifth. A line drive, hard hit, shot to center, and on a sprint to straightaway center behind him, Ramos made the catch in stride on the run. The pitch, that's whacked foul, right field side. No balls, two strikes on Swift. 2-1 Nuts in the seventh, thanks to a run in the fifth, and now one here in the seventh. And they could really use some cushion, knowing how productive this Loons offense has been. This Loons team has been hot. In second place in the Eastern Division standings, behind Dayton. The pitch, down low at the breaking ball, check swing, Swift doesn't offer. One ball, two strikes. Loons 17-5 in their last 22. They won their series last week against Lake County. And if they won tonight, they would take the series this week against the Lugs. The pitch. Breaking ball in there, just a pinch high. Boy, that looked like it could have been strike three. And Emma Charlesworth-Sealer, hearing it from the Loons dugout, asking where that one was at. That's the same type of breaking ball that got Swift to strike out looking against Nastrini in the third. 2-2 is a throw back to first. Angeles gets that right arm back on the pillow safely. Lansing's been coming from behind through a 2-1 lead, but looking to add on. Open stance from Swift on the right side. First and third, one out. 2-2 pitch. Fastball up and in, and it's 3-2. Drew Swift trying to deliver. 3.11 average coming in through his first 12 games of the year. He's tallied 14 hits with three extra base hits. The pitch. Tapper off the plate, barehanded by Hobbs, throws to second. That's caught, back to first. Safe the call as Swift is there. So a fielder's choice scores McCall, and it's 3-1.
Hobbs hurried himself, and it all started with him reaching out with the bare hand. If he just takes another breath, he can look at the runner at third base, Patrick McCall, and make a decision. As it was, though, he realized, if I'm going to try to turn this into a double play, I'm really going to have to hustle. And that third out of second base was not a great one. He got bailed out a little bit.
And he had so much time because he plucked it off one hop, bare hand. Well done, but you said it, Jesse, just threw it a little bit too quickly.
He's got to look at McCall at third base.
Here's Brian Buelbas. Swift immediately shoots for second. That ball, a line drive over into the bullpen. I would imagine Drew Swift going to go ahead and go again.
How far away was Drew Swift by the time Hobbs started his motion to home plate? He was one-third of the way there or more.
Swift had his first two steals last night, 2 for 2 on the year. And he had his fair share last year as well. 12 for 13 as they check on him now at first base. Lugnuts, I'd have to imagine, it's the first time all year they've had back-to-back games with double-digit steals going back to last night and tonight because they only had 13 coming in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Looped in there, high strike two, right at the top of the zone. Three more steals tonight. Eurybio Angeles, Lázaro Armenteros, and in this half inning, Lawrence Butler. Got to protect here with two strikes. The pitch to the righty. Swinging a bouncer off the plate. Handled with two hands by Hobbs. Back of the mound, runs over. Overhand toss to his first baseman, Vargas. And that's going to do it. But Lansing strikes in a big way. RBI triple from Patrick McCall scores Lawrence Butler. And then a fielder's choice from Swift scores McCall. Lansing in front, 3-1. Stretching it out, we head to the bottom of the seventh.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts have reclaimed the lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Up in front, 3-1 now against the Great Lakes Loons. Let's see if they can get a 1-2-3 inning from Brock Whittlesey. Ismael Alcantara in the plate. And the right-hander takes strike one from Whittlesey, who relieved Joey Estes, who went 5 1/3, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. And we just hope he's all right, left limping the field. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes on Alcantara. We've got a trivia question to answer. Asked it to you earlier in the game. We'll see if we got any responses tonight. So that coming up in just a moment. First, the 0-2. Fastball just off the outer edge on Alcantara, the 9-hitter. 2 strikeouts tonight. both looking in the third and the fifth. The pitch home. Hard hit, line drive the opposite way. Base hit as it skids its way to Lawrence Butler. And Alcantara turns over the lineup well with the base hit. Just the fourth tonight for the Loons. All right, Jesse, so back in the fourth inning on a Wizards and Wands night celebrating Harry Potter here in Great Lakes. We asked, why was the Whomping Willow planted? I don't know how many Harry Potter fans we have listening, but did we get any responses?
No responses that I saw.
All right, well, we'll tell you why. The first pitch is lifted out to center field by DeLuca. Armenteros to his right makes the catch. One pitch, one out on the lineout. Probably the most solid contact we've seen from DeLuca the last few nights. Well, Jesse, do you know the answer to this?
I believe it had to do with Remus Lupin.
It did. It was planted in 1971, which was Remus Lupin's first year. But the initial reason it was planted was to protect the secret tunnel that led to the Shrieking Shack. Here's Eddie Slaynard, and the first pitch is up. So the Hogward goes at Hogsmeade as I think get into their third or fourth year at Hogwarts. The pitch popped up in the infield. High pop-up right side. Arebi Alanjales calling off Patrick McCall in the grass. Makes the catch. Two outs.
McCall saying, I was there. I was calling for it. Why you got to take it from me?
Alanjales says, listen, you're taller. I'm quicker. I'll get it.
This Lugnuts team has so much on-field fun, to say nothing of how much they enjoy each other's company away from the field.
They're leading 3-1 here in the seventh. With two outs, Yorbit Vivas steps in from the left side.
Yeah, third year, Adam.
And the pitch home. Outside, ball one. So there you go, the Whomping Willow, the tree that attacks you if you come anywhere near it, protecting the passageway to the Shrieking Shack, which, of course, is what Harry utilized to go to Hogsmeade because he didn't have a signed permission slip as that ball is rocketed foul. No balls, or one ball, one strike. And then Remus Lupin, of course, used it in his first year to turn into a werewolf. He did it secretly and safely away from everybody, so he didn't attack anybody.
I feel like my baseball scorecard is basically a Marauder's map.
The 1-1. That's inside and low. Two balls and a strike. Only difference, you have to manually enter in and fill out the Marauder's map, where you open the Marauder's map and it just fills in itself and shows you what's going inside the castle at Hogwarts.
Shows you Alcantara leading away from first base.
The 2-1 popped up and back foul. Two balls, two strikes. So there you go, Jesse. Stay away from the Whomping Willow.
Will do.
And enjoy the festivities tonight. We'll have our Wizarding Weekend coming up in Lansing later this year, but tonight Wizards and Wands tonight in Great Lakes. Throw back to first in time as they catch Alcantara leaning. And maybe Brock Whittlesey did look at the Marauders map. A quick shot over to first. McCall with the tag. Seventh. We head to the eighth. Lansing holding on to a two-run lead. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 3-1 Lansing advantage as the Nuts go to the top of the eighth inning. They'll take on the lefty Julian Smith just into the ballgame for Great Lakes. Bikina, Soderstrom, McDonald, Dew. The southpaw kicks and offers. Marty Bikina takes ball one outside. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Julian Smith, the lefty, Adam. Smith wears number 14. He did not fare well earlier on in the series. 1-0. Fouled up and away to the right. Strike one.
Hey, Julian Smith, as you mentioned, a lefty, 6'4", 210, 24-year-old from Concord, North Carolina, Austin Beck territory. Julian with an ERA just over 3.5 through 12 games, giving up 7 earned runs, couple home runs, 10 walks, 18 strikeouts.
He fires. Low and in. 2-1 to Marty Bikina. Bikina's 0-2 with a walk his last time up. Smith replaces Michael Hobbs, who went 2 innings, allowing 2 runs. Smith's pitch. Bikina fouls this one up and away to the right. 2-2. For Michael Hobbs in the end. 1 strikeout in his 2 frames. He walked 1, he hit 1. And he gave up 3 hits. A 2-2. Bikina breaks his bat, grounding it to third. Fielded by Valera, throws across. The stretch by Vargas, and out number 1. Now Tyler Soderstrom. A 2-run Lugnuts top of the 7th inning right now is the difference in this 3-1 game. Lansing on top at Great Lakes. If the Lugnuts do prevail, that would set up tomorrow where if the Nuts would win, they would split the series. Smith delivers. Soderstrom taps a breaking ball foul off his body. Strike one. Loons took Lugnuts won the first. Loons then won the next 3, and then here's game 5. Game 6 tomorrow is a starting pitching rematch of the opener. Stevie Emanuels for Lansing and Lyle Lockhart for the Loons. Smith's pitch, low and away, trickling through catcher Rios. A 1-1.
You don't think he's a fraud, do you? Lyle Lockhart.
Oh, man. There's a swing and a miss by side. Goodness, how did they not have Lockhart pitch on Harry Potter, Wizards and Wands Day? That guy takes credit for everybody's achievements. A 1-2. Ben's outside. Do you remember any of the titles of Gilderoy Lockhart's books?
Oh, man.
They were all alliterative. A 2-2 pitch. Soderstrom. Swings and elevates it high in the air to left center field. It's Johnny DeLuca in from left, putting it away at number 2.
The only thing I remember is he was the best smile award winner on Witches Weekly.
Who do you think would win on this Lugnuts team?
Oh, that's a great question.
I nominate Saheed Valenzuela.
Yeah. Angeles, I think. Great smile.
Oh, yeah. Good competition. Jared McDonald takes ball one down and in. Look at Jared's mustachioed smile up there. 2 outs, nobody on. 3-1. Lugnuts lead in the 8th. Smith's pitch. Fouled away to the right. Ball into a strike on Jared McDonald. On the big video board, it shows Jared. There's his headshot, center left. Right beside it, his name, his important profile, how he's fared today. Swings and misses a high fastball, strike 2. To the right of that, in the background, is the Death Eater's mark. And then to the right of that is the organizational scoreboard for the Dodgers system. Dodgers currently trailing Philadelphia 4-3. Smith's pitch. Check swing. It was outside. On appeal, did not go. 2-2.
The old dark mark right next to the Dodgers.
With the snake coming out of the skull. Lovely.
Coming out of Chavez Ravine.
2-2, 2 outs, the pitch. McDonald bounces it, fell down the left side. There to the railing in front of the lug. Jared McDonald is 0 for 3. He's grounded to short. He is struck out swinging. He is grounded into a double play. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Nuts. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for the Loons. Smith offers. Fouled away to the right side. Got under it. Skied it away. Let's try it once more. On deck, Lawrence Butler. The pitch from Smith. Very high. And the count is full. Lawrence Butler yesterday, a single and a double. Single his last time up. You'd love to get him up with McDonald on. Payoff pitch. Jared pops it foul. Right side. Out of play. At bat rage is on. Both bullpens quiet. Brock Whittlesey will come back to the mound for the bottom of the eighth for the Nuts. Payoff pitch from Julian Smith. Foul to the right. We'll try it once more. We are going to see a 10th pitch in this plate appearance unofficially. Jared McDonald's 13-game on-base streak just ended yesterday. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball whips him. Side retired in perfect fashion by Julian Smith. Onward to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Lugnuts 3. The Loons 1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here at the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With the Lugnuts protecting a 3-1 lead going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Loons bring up 3, 4, and 5 in Vivas, Ramos, Rios. They take on Brock Whittlesey, the right-hander from the pen. Relieved Joey Estes in the middle of the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch of the bottom of the eighth, strike called on the inside corner. Starts Yorbit Vivas with a slider. Vivas, a left-handed batter. Against the right-hander, Whittlesey, 0-1. Slider whacked foul off the left side. Count is nothing and two. Well, Joey Estes came away limping, removed due to precautionary reasons in the bottom of the sixth inning after fielding a fielder's choice off the bat of Kekai Rios, failing to get an out at home plate on Jose Ramos. 0-2. Inside, ball one. Brock Whittlesey came in. He finished off the sixth inning. He stranded two Loons. He faced the minimum in a scoreless seventh. And now is 1-2. Vivas takes it high. Ball two. Whittlesey here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So far, 1 2/3 innings. One walk, one hit, one runner picked off at first base. 0 runs. Whittlesey throws. Vivas takes. Slider down and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remember, this count began nothing and two. Vivas is a very difficult batter to strike out. A payoff. Up high and away, he has drawn the walk. Vivas is on base again. Jose Ramos is coming up as the Nuts warm up righty, tracing Kubo in the bullpen.
Well, I like the start of that at bat. Whittlesey went right at him, but then just couldn't find the zone. Tried to get him a chase a couple of times, and I'm going to try and get that leadoff guy out, especially only a two-run lead, because now the tying run to the plate.
Time called. Here comes pitching coach Don Schulze out there for a word with Whittlesey. Before Jose Ramos can hit, Vivas at first, nobody out. Adam, do you know the name Zach Plunkett?
Yeah.
You remember him with the Great Lakes Loons last year?
Mm-hmm.
So Zach Plunkett was a converted catcher to pitcher. The Dodgers drafted him in the 20th round in 2019 from Arkansas. And last year, he began the season with the Loons, and he was darn good. 43 strikeouts in 34 innings. Limited high A central batters to a .240 batting average. I spoke with Brad Tunney of the Loons, and he said Zach Plunkett was a great guy. He was promoted up to Double A Tulsa, where he struggled last year. He started this year with Double A Tulsa. He struggled again. The Dodgers gave him his release. And I bring this up because the Oakland Athletics just signed him to minor league free agent contracts. The pitch to Jose Ramos. Fouled away to the right side. The former Great Lakes Loon was assigned to the Arizona Complex Athletics, but it would seem to me, all right, he's struggled in Double A. They could assign him to Double A Midland in the Oakland Athletics organization, or he could join the Lugnuts for pitching depth. A one from Whittlesey. Ramos takes ball one, down and in. We just saw Angelo Infante depart yesterday's game. Injury, precautionary reasons. Joey Estes, precautionary reasons coming out early. Right now, depth is needed. Whittlesey is 1-1 for Ramos. Vivas at first. Nobody out. The pitch. Outside corner. Strike called.
Still waiting for Grant Holman to come back.
Yeah.
I thought when I saw that news today, Jesse, that they might send him here to Lansing, especially knowing that he spent a fair amount of time at the high A level here.
1-2, check swing foul, rolling right. We stay right here. I love getting a character scattering report. I love hearing from Brad Tunney that Zach Plunkett was one of his favorite guys on the Loons. Wherever he would land in the A system, you'd figure they would welcome him, enjoy having him around. 1-2, ground ball down toward third base, but foul wide of the bag with Bikina going to his right to try to cover the line.
Same type of background and signing as Mac Lardner, who spent time in this league last year with the Cardinals organization in Peoria. And now the same thing with Plunkett here in 2022 as the A's just trying to get some depth in their minor league work.
You haven't had a chance to speak with Mac yet, right?
Correct.
You need to. He's another wonderful guy. The pitch. Fastball backs him away. Two balls, two strikes to Ramos. Just really fun guys to speak with, to have around. 2-2 on Ramos. 3-1 is the Lugnuts lead. Whittlesey sets, throws. Strike three called. A fastball in the inside corner. One out of the home eighth. Now Kekai Rios. By the way, Yorbit Vivas, the runner at first base, has not run a lot this year for the Loons. Rios fouls away the first pitch to the right, strike one. Vivas, before this year, had run a ton, 16 steals back in 2018 in the Dominican Summer League. Then in 2019, 10 steals. In 2021, he stole 8 bags. This year, it just has not been part of his game. Roddy, 0-1. Fastball in. Ball and a strike on Rios. Kekai. K-E-K-A-I. A one ball, one strike pitch with one gone. On its way. Lifted foul off to the right side. I'm going to spell Kekai Rios' hometown. Kaneohe, 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 Hawaii.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Originally a 28th rounder by the Brewers in 2018, out of the University of Hawaii. He swings and flies one to shallow right. Anales, the second baseman, goes out. He's got it. Back to first base, Vivas. Two gone.
You know, on that one, I just go, Rios from Hawaii. Or the Hawaiian Islands, if you prefer.
I remember speaking with a Lugnut who was drafted out of high school in Hawaii, and he said, if you play for the University of Hawaii in any sport, but specifically baseball, he said, you're a celebrity to all baseballers on the islands. Then Alvalera swings and misses, strike one. By the way, I enjoy the fact that there are 12 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet. A-E-H-I-K-L-M-N-O-P-U-N-W. A one, high and away to Valera, ball and a strike. Speaking of which, Trayson Kubo, out of Hawaii, continues to warm and ready himself in the Lugs' pen. Although right now, this bottom of the eighth belongs to Whittlesey. At first, Vivas, short lead. 1-1 pitch for Leonel Valera. Fastball, strike, called inside corner. All of these loons stand right on top of home plate, and Brock Whittlesey is feasting. He struck out Jose Ramos with a fastball in the inside corner. He's ahead of Valera. 3-1 nuts, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider low and away. Inning over, a scoreless frame for Whittlesey. We are on our way to the ninth, and the Lugnuts are leading the Loons by a 3-1 score.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A chance for the Nuts to add some insurance before we go to the bottom of the ninth inning from Midland's Dow Diamond. Two up for the Nuts, Lawrence Butler, Lázaro Armenteros, and Patrick McCall. 6-7-8 batters in the Lansing order. The lefty Julian Smith remains on the mound for Great Lakes. Lefty, lefty, here you are. Smith throws to Lawrence Butler. Ball one, skipping low and away. Lawrence is 1-for-2 with a walk, a strikeout looking, a single, and a run scuttle. Smith deals. Butler swings and lifts it high and deep to left. DeLuca's back, warning track wall, gone! Lawrence Butler drives Julian Smith oppo. 4-1 Lugnuts. Lawrence Butler's solo shot gives him his fourth homer of the year.
Well, I was just about to say you could use some insurance heading into the ninth, the bottom of the ninth, that is, and Lawrence Butler with a whack and a half right there.
385 feet, it's estimated. Celebrates with Pat McCall with a follow-eight jumper in the on-deck circle. And now Lázaro Armenteros takes ball one. up high and away. Julian Smith's third home run served up this year.
You see he sent that out to the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike called. By the way, Dumbledore got way too excited about the Goblet of Fire. It's not a hot take. That guy needs to settle down. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Strike two.
There's fire pitch out in right and left, and he rudely erupted the fans that were circled around the one in left.
A 1-2 pitch. Cue shot fouled off on the ground right side. 1-2, and Lazaro Armenteros, who is 1-for-3 with a single, a steal, and a run scored. Well, there's a bit of insurance. Armenteros went around too far on the off-speed down. Strike three. One out in the ninth inning. Back to Lawrence Butler, by the way. Single, double yesterday. Walk, single, homer today. Plus a steal. We're starting to see those skills, all those great tools for the native of Atlanta. Patrick McCall now, lefty, throws to lefty. Breaking ball, outside corner. Strike one called. We do anticipate Trayson Kubo will be coming on for the bottom 4-1 nuts. McCall check swing, strike two called. Slider to the outside corner. Pat McCall is 1-for-3 with a gigantic swing. A tie-breaking RBI triple in the seventh. Time called at home plate by McCall. Then he came around to score on an RBI fielder's choice by Swift. The Lugnuts' third run in the Nuts' two-run seventh inning. Now batting in the ninth, Julian Smith, so too. Line foul over the netting, left side. Softly back into the seats. And a nice round of applause to the fan who ends up with the baseball. Shortstop Leonard is watching just back of second and a bit to the left. On 0-2 again. Up high. And the Great Lakes Loons warm up a left-hander in case they need him. Oh, it's Jake Kentleberry, number 3, the only single-digit pitcher on the Loons. The toss. Low and away. 2-2 on Pat McCall. Pat McCall might be responsible for as many on-field laughs as I've seen, Adam. Constantly messing with people out there on the field. Break even, 2-2. Ground ball chopped on the right side, backhanded by first baseman Vargas. The feed to the pitcher covering low and well received by Julian Smith right on the bag. Two outs.
It's always a nervous moment just watching it from our perspective, Jesse, because you're seeing two guys full speed sprinting to the same spot. And that's one of the reasons they made the bags 3 inches bigger.
Right.
So that you don't have any of those collisions. And those are two big guys, 6'6 and 6'4. No harm, no foul, and a really good play over there from the first baseman Vargas to the pitcher Smith.
That brings up a Rebiel Angeles. Bases clear, top of the ninth, two outs. Right-handed batter waits, the southpaw offers. Breaking Charlesworth Sealer. Angeles at home plate today, batting ninth in the order. Two singles and an HBP. He's knocked in a run. He swings and fouls off this high fastball, away to the right side. No balls and two strikes. Smith to the plate. Anales hits a high fly to center. Ramos goes back. He's reaching out for the wall. He's got the catch just in front of the track. And the side retired. But Lawrence Butler leads off with a homer. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts lead is now 4-1 at Great Lakes, three outs away from the win.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right,
you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strasler.
Three outs away. A 4-1 lead for the Lugnuts. And a new man on the mound. Facing the Loons, 7-8-9. Huntera, it's Treyson Kubo.
Well, we saw Infante go out yesterday, and they're going to go with the other guy in the back end. Kubo, 3-for-3 in save opportunities this year. This will be a save opportunity, up by 3 in the ninth. 12 2/3 innings, he's given up just 5 earned runs, 6 walks, 11 strikeouts. Opponents batting just under 250 against the righty.
It's going to begin with Emanuel Vargas. This game was tied up 1-1 going to the 7th inning. Nutt scored 2 in the 7th. Lawrence Butler homered in the top of this 9th. And out Kubo to try to finish it. The right-hander brings it. Vargas batting left, slugs the first pitch he sees to center field. It's a deep. It's out of here. Over the center field wall and onto the grass in front of the Arbor Vitae. Emanuel Vargas homers for the 2nd straight day. It's his 3rd home run of the year. And the Lugnuts lead us 4-2.
Well, that's why you're appreciative of that insurance home run that Lawrence Butler got you in the top half of this inning. First home run that Kubo's given up this year.
And now the batter is Aldrich DeYoung. Left-handed batter. Treyson Kubo straightens, kicks, throws. Fastball. Strike called outside corner. 94 on the stadium gun. Treyson came back from Tommy John surgery. Told me last year he didn't feel like himself. And a 1. Fastball, shot to the second baseman on Reyes. Grabs it to his right, throws off balance. It's perfect to McCall. There's one away.
Well, that's a big thing now. You give up the big swing on the first pitch, still up by 2, so you keep the bags clean. You don't give up that tying run at the plate, and a nice job bouncing back there to get the ground ball out.
There have been some ugly games for Eribiel Angeles as of late, Adam, but not today. Treyson Kubo to Ismael Alcantara. 1 ball, no strikes. At home plate, that's a sterling effort in the field. The 19-year-old really showed up. 2 outs away from a 4-2 win. Kubo's pitch. At the knees, good-looking slider. Outside corner, strike call.
Yeah, and this Angeles good game is basically what we saw all of April. The consistency that month was off the charts.
Alcantara takes low. 2 balls, 1 strike. And that's what you fight for as a coach, as a teammate, as the individual themselves. The younger you are, the more prone you are to inconsistency. The older you are, the more you are going to be consistent. Broken bat squibber back to the mound. 1 hop to Kubo. Other hands to McCall at first. 2 outs. The rest of the bat, what would you say, Adam? About 80% of the bat from the handle all the way up through the barrel ended up in shallow left.
Yeah, everything but the handle, basically. He has green tape on the handle, and the end of the green tape, the green tape's all on the shattered part that was right in front of the plate, but wow, to see that go out to shallow left, the rest of it, my goodness.
So now here's Johnny DeLuca, 0-for-3 with a walk. Pitch is on its way. Low. 1 ball, no strikes. Lansing is 1 out away from a 4-2 win. Two outs, nobody on. Right-hander fires to right-hander. DeLuca takes a slider. Strike called on the outside corner. A strikeout, a walk. A foul out to the catcher and a fly out to center so far for the Loons' leadoff man. A 1-1. Ground ball foul up the left side. One ball and two strikes. Lansing is one strike away. We are 2 hours and 26 minutes into this game. Kubo straightens with the sign. Out of Stephen F. Austin deals. The Oregon Duck takes the ball low. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Two runs for the Loons. Down by two. Number 20, Kubo. Deals the break even. DeLuca looks at ball three. Missed again low. Let's say DeLuca walks. That would bring up Eddie Leonard as the potential game-tying run. Second baseman Angeles is up the middle of the infield. Outfield straight up. Payoff. High fly hit to right field. Back goes Lawrence Butler. Now rounding right. He's got the catch. And this ball game is over. Lansing snaps the three-game losing streak. The Lugnuts defeat the Loons 4-2.
Yeah, great stuff tonight by the Nuts. Did just enough. Pitched it very well. The Lugnuts get a much-needed victory.
Post-game show is on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
It's a Lansing Lugnuts victory today over the Great Lakes Loons from Dow Diamond in Midland. Welcome into Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson's by my side. Yesterday, Adam, we talked about how for the first time in the series, the Loons pitchers stopped the Lugs offense. Today, it was the Nuts pitchers stopping the Loons offense.
Well, they needed it to put in a good pitching performance, and they finally did. Complete nine innings. Estes started it. You hope he's all right because he left, looked like, with a bit of a limp, but he went 5 1/3, gave up just three hits and one run, seven strikeouts. He was really hitting his spots, changing speeds and locations against these Loons hitters. Then Brock Whittlesey, a great job coming in relief for 2 2/3, no runs with a couple Ks. Kubo did give up the first pitch homer in the ninth, but then shuts it down for his fourth save of the year. That's a complete performance on the mound tonight for the Nuts.
When you get a pitching performance like that, you don't need too much offense. They didn't get too much offense, but they did get some crucial swings.
They did indeed, and that started early by taking the lead. It feels like for this entire series, Lansing has been playing from behind. They take the lead in that fifth inning from the bottom of the order. And then in the seventh inning, again, it's the bottom of the order. Patrick McCall with the triple to score Lawrence Butler. And then Butler, after Patrick McCall had been grounded in on a fielder's choice from Drew Swift, provides the insurance in the ninth. So the Loons never able to bring up the tying run to the plate in that ninth inning.
So the Lugnuts win the first game of the series. They drop three in a row. They win today, and now you win tomorrow. You split the series against one of the best teams in the league.
I mean, this is the hottest team in the Midwest League right now, the Great Lakes Loons, and it's a tough place to play, but the Lugnuts have put themselves in position, and even in their losses this week, they've been some tight games where they've had opportunities, and the Loons offense has just done a little bit more, but not the case today, and we'll see what a day game brings tomorrow.
Well, that fraud Lockhart's going to be on the mound, and the Lugnuts will counter with Stevie Emanuels. What do you make of it?
Well, it's Stevie Emanuels. We've seen good performances this year. One bad half inning. If he can keep it together and keep the Loons in the ballpark, he's been susceptible to some home runs this year. If he can keep them in the ballpark and just one home run in the final half inning tonight, you'd think that the Lugnuts have a good opportunity to try and get a series split.
I've been waiting for this the entire series. The two Riverside natives who go back to when they were about 9 years old or so, Colt Percival of the Loons, Daniel Martinez of the Lugnuts, catching up in front of the Loons dugout first base side. That's nice to see. What's also nice to see is, hey, mischief was managed today.
You stole the words right out of my mouth. Absolutely. Lugnuts took care of business, and a magical night for the Lugs coming in on Wizards and Wands evening.
Lugnuts win 4-2 over the Great Lakes Loons. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Anything else you want to add?
That's it, my man.
All right. Till tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., the first pitch time. Adam and I will be on the air shortly before that, usually around 12:50 or so. Till then, we wish you well. Once again, 4-2, the Lugnuts victorious today in Midland, Michigan. Here's wishing you well from Dodd Diamond. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.